And notice now, this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Notice that historical reference? And all went to be taxed, every one, into his own city. Now, Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And friends, you couldn't say it any better than that. He came out of Galilee. The town was Nazareth. He went into Judea, was the city of David, and it's called Bethlehem. And the reason he did all of this was because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary. Why did she have to go to Bethlehem? Because she happens to be of the lineage of David also. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Now this is, to me, may I say, the thrill I get as I read this simple historical statement that is historically accurate, but back of it is a great spiritual truth. Here is a man who attempted to make himself God. He signed a tax bill that everything should be taxed in his day. And he wanted to be worshipped, by the way. Well, it caused a woman and a man living in Nazareth, peasants, if you please, and they went down to Bethlehem to enroll. And that woman was carrying the Son of God. My friend, you want to read that statement again? Read this record. It's tremendous. Caesar Augustus tried to make himself God. Nobody's paying taxes to him today, and nobody reverences him today at all. They've practically forgotten about Caesar Augustus. But may I say that that little baby that was in the womb of Mary, there are a lot of us today worship him. A great many of us that call him our Savior today. I don't know about you, but this is a remarkable story to me. And notice what happened when she was down there, and she shouldn't have been going down there. I feel like saying, wait a minute, Caesar Augustus. Remember that there are women that are with child are going to have to be moved to get your taxes. And I think he'd have said, I don't care about babies. I'm interested in armies and taxes and money and luxury. And all that's gone now. And we're told here, so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. This is all arranged to God. It was in the fullness of time that God sent forth his Son so he could be born in Bethlehem. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, friends, are you willing now to face up to it? Dr. Luke gets right down to the nitty-gritty, and he tells you exactly how it was. I like the way he does it. You know what he's saying to you here? He says that Mary put diapers on God. Do you like that? May I say to you, this is a tremendous statement. This little baby that she put swaddling clothes on him, he's the Son of God. This is a tremendous statement, and I'm not through. Notice verse 8. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Couldn't have been the dead of winter, or they wouldn't have been out there with those sheep at night. Someone says, when do you think he was really born? I don't want to go into that question, because to me it's irrelevant, because he was born, period. Just like what day was he crucified on, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? And someone tried to get an argument with me by mail some time ago, and I told him that it doesn't say Christ died for our sins on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. He just died for our sins. And that's the thing that's important. And the thing's important here, he was born. And I think it was the springtime. But be that as it may, I'm not prepared to even argue that. I don't care to even defend it. I just don't think it was the dead of winter. And I think that's irrelevant, the date that he was born. The important thing is he was born. That's the great fact.